Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly. Big games always better with crab fries. Online at chickiesandpeets.com, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. Dr. J joining us on the phone shortly. But every Friday at 4:30, we talk about the belt. And the belt is what we award to the WIP staff member who had the best week. Now, it stays with the person from the week before unless somebody earns the belt. The person who had the belt leading up to this week was Jack Fritz.
Yep.
We'll see who has it now.
There could only be one. The boss. The chief. The top of the mountain. The WIP Afternoon Show presents The Belt.
Now, you might think, Ike, at this radio station full of talk radio power players, that there would be people every single week gunning for the belt, unleashing masterful takes, taking over the city. And so it would be a lot of hard work to hold on to the belt for more than 1 week.
Yep.
So in that case, you would expect the belt would not stay with one person for very long. Now, last week, Jack took the belt from Jolly?
Al.
Al took the belt from Al by announcing that he would pitch against Joe DeCamera.
Yep.
And squash him.
Yep. And the official position now is arm might be back.
Arm might be back.
Yep.
So the question is, who performed well enough this week to take the belt away from Jack? And the answer is nobody.
Nobody.
And to be honest with you,
I don't think
Jack had that good a week.
Disagree.
He had an okay week. But I don't think anybody did anything great enough to take the belt away from Jack, and I agree with the committee's decision. And I'm taking this, Ike, this is a challenge to you, and it's a challenge to me.
Yeah.
How can neither one of us do something good enough to take away the belt from Fritzy Poo over there?
Well, listen, clearly you guys need to have your ears cleaned out. I've been dropping gems all week. I mean, let's just be honest. I really have. Yesterday, I flamed everybody with your Jalen Hurts nonsense.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I was cooking. I was cooking yesterday,
you were
Spike.
Cooking.
I was cooking yesterday. Us. Yes, I flamed everybody yesterday. And quite frankly, I think you two have kind of teamed up on me here. And for this dude to get another week.
I don't want him to have the belt. I think he sucks.
What has this guy done this week?
Yesterday was an unbelievable start to the show.
It was a good start to the show.
And then I had to take down Corey.
You did take down Corey today.
Start the show.
You did take down Corey today.
I had to take down Corey. Stammering in the corner.
It's been an okay week. I mean, he did play the text line song at the wrong time.
Yeah.
Does that now count against him?
It should, but somebody's got to go up and get it.
Well, it's also funny when I do it.
I don't know about that.
I disagree.
I don't know about that.
Disagree.
Julius Erving will join us momentarily. Now, as Tornado Shapiro joked earlier, I am a dog dad. And maybe Tornado Shapiro doesn't count that as being an actual dad. Actually, neither does, I don't think Herb counts
Chuck.
It either. Oh, it's Chuck doesn't count it either.
Doesn't seem like anyone's counting it.
In the summer, when you need stuff for your pit, you know what? We'll get back to this in a minute. I'll tell you about Dogs and Cats Rule in a minute, because joining us now is the great Julius Erving, Dr. J. Dr. J, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, my pleasure. How you guys been?
We're doing pretty good, man.
Doc, it's always great to talk to you, brother.
Thank you. Thank you. It is my pleasure. It's good to be back in Philly. And looking forward to a big weekend with the race.
Yeah, so Dr. J will be at Parks Racing on Sunday on Father's Day in Bensalem. The Philadelphia Stallions horse racing team will be there with the National Thoroughbred League. So there's horse racing all day. You don't have to pay for a ticket. You can just show up. There's stuff for the kids, you know, music, games, all that kind of stuff. Dr. J, I'm curious. So you involved in horse racing after your athletic career. We know Jason Wirth got very involved in horse racing as well. Keith Jones, who worked at WIP. What is it about horse racing that you think attracts athletes, you know, after they're done playing?
Well, I'm a late entry, you know. I mean, I went to the Kentucky Derby a bunch of times, a dozen times before, and they've even let me start the race one year as a guest of Junior Bridgman, you know, who's a Louisville guy. So, you know, growing up in Long Island, I mean, you know, there were a couple racetracks in the vicinity. But I kind of followed NASCAR a little closer. And back in the 90s, got involved with Joe Washington, and we actually had a car. So this is the first stint with, you know, being a part owner of a team of horses, which is the Stallion. And last year, we had the good fortune of, you know, being the first place team at the end of the year. And although we're off to a slow start right now, I think this huge upside has a lot of fun involved in it. You know, it's a classy place to be. Not for everybody. But once you experience it, you know, you're going to talk about it. You're going to tell your friends about it.
So that is Sunday at Parks Racing. Again, you don't have to buy a ticket. There's more info at ntl.racing. Sounds exciting, man. So speaking of exciting,
Come on out.
Yeah, come on out. And Dr. J will be there, of course. Speaking of exciting.
Go ahead.
Speaking of exciting, we have an NBA Finals now that I don't think anybody saw coming. Are you surprised that the Pacers are up 2-1 rather on the Thunder? I think pretty much everybody is.
Well, you know, the thing about it, when you're a good team and you're an underdog, if you can go into their building and get a split, that's a huge accomplishment. You know, OKC probably, you know, they had a better record and it looks like they got more pieces. But long story short, who's going to play on any given night? Who's going to, you know, who's going to be the odd man who performed beyond what he's done before? Are the superstars going to show up and be superstars? And, you know, there's a whole list of things that are associated with. That's why they got to play best of seven, because it's all about adjustment, adaptation, and you know, having a little luck on your side that particular night.
Doc, you've been in a position. You brought up a superstar, right? You've been in that position where you were a superstar. You were the face of the league. You carried the league. There's been discussion around the league or about the league as far as the next face and the next face of the league. And, you know, Anthony Edwards sort of hinted at he may not even really be interested in being the face of the league. I'm just interested in your thoughts on sort of where you see the game at right now and where the game is going. As somebody who carried the league for years, especially in the 70s, How do you feel about where the league is at right now and where it's going? Are you okay with it?
So, yeah, very much okay with the way the league's going. Business-wise, it's a great business to be in. The unfortunate part that, you know, gets my goat every now and then is the premature celebrations, and I guess that's just a generational thing because, you know, when I came up and I was taught, man, you ain't bumping your chest or yelling to the audience, you know, holding your hand up against your ear to hear their applause unless the game is over and you've won the game. If you, in the first quarter, the first 2 minutes of the game, you're trying to celebrate a good shot or a good play or whatever, you know, you can't be on my team. So it's different with different generations. It is different. You know, the game was probably more methodically approached, and the end result was the key. Now it's about, well, let's see if we can just put on a good show. And there's some teams in the league, and they don't aspire to be champions. They just aspire to, you know, try and fill the stadium, put on a good show that particular night. And if it's a good show, fine. They try to repeat it. If it's not a good show, they go back to the drawing.
The great Julius Irving with us right now. Doc, the Sixers are in a pretty interesting position in that they hope to be a contending team next year if everybody's healthy, but they're also going to add most likely a rookie with a high pick. As young as these players are, how hard is it for a rookie, you know, a 19-year-old rookie to contribute to a contending team in the NBA? Like, what does it take? What are the most important things that they can look for?
Well, I think, you know, you just got to go back to Magic Johnson and his rookie year and what he was able to accomplish. And although he's one of one and probably the best point guard the league's ever seen, with Oscar Robertson being right on his heels, it can happen. And it does happen because, you know, guys are maturing faster. You know, the whole NIL situation, you know, starting when they're 15, 16 years old, they're making money. So they're in the business side of basketball a whole lot earlier than we were. And because, you know, in my generation, it was, you know, 4 years of college. And if it wasn't for the ABA, it would have maintained 4 years of college before you get a chance to sign a pro contract. So the difference between 15 and 16, 17 and 22, 23 and 24 is huge. It's huge. And I think that, and the way the game is played, because, you know, maybe it is a little less physical and there's more finesse associated with it, but, you know, you got well-conditioned athletes who can run all day, and, you know, now you got guys who can play to 40 or better or whatever. It's a long, hard journey, and it's different. And who's to say whether it's better or worse? You know, I mean, I just think that it is what it is, and it has to be accepted for what it is. And, you know, the challenges of the NBA, the commissioner addresses it quite frequently. You know, he's constantly saying, look, we're meeting and we're talking about these things, you know, every other week, basically. And, you know, when somebody asked him a question, and the last time I saw him interviewed, every question that was asked, he said, we've thought about this, or we've done something about this, or we have a committee selected, you know, to study this. So you can't, you know, there's no wool pulled over his eyes. He sees what's happening, and he wants to, you know, have the greatest association of all the professional sports associations. And I would think that the NBA might be that. And the NBA is the leader, and the other sports associations follow what the NBA does.
So, Doc, we all love Joel Embiid, and we're hoping he has more years of healthy basketball. If God forbid he didn't, and his career were to end where it is, do you think Joel Embiid is a Hall of Fame player if his career were to end right now?
Well, almost every player who has been a most valuable player in the league is almost automatically a candidate for Hall of Fame induction. Now, there's a difference between first ballot and sometime down the line. You know, Artis Gilmore, a great player, MVP in the ABA when he was a rookie. And, you know, it was like a 10-year wait before he got into the Hall of Fame. And he, when he finished playing, he had great statistics. He was a leading, all-time leading field goal percentage shooter. And, you know, every franchise that he played for, they at least made the playoffs. And with the Colonels, you know, they won the title in the ABA in 75. So, yeah, that MVP status is hard to take away. It's going to be recognized. He's going to be in the conversation. And I think he's probably given enough. It's unfortunate. You know, his career sort of parallels Bill Walton's without the championship. Or Bill won the championship in Portland, and he was also, you know, backup center when they won the championship in Boston. But the number of games he played in, you know, out of a possible 1,200, he probably played 800. You know, and Joel is probably going to be in that same category of, you know, playing 60-65% of the game. And, you know, some people take that personally, but it is what it is. Injuries are part of the game.
All right, Doc. Well, we really appreciate your time today. Mm-hmm. Again, Doc will be at the at Parks Racing on Sunday with the Philadelphia Stallions, the National Thoroughbred League. It'll be, I think, 12:30 to 5. No tickets mm-hmm. needed. You just show up. You bring the fam. The, you know, kids can come too.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You'll be there as well. So we really appreciate your time today, man.
Thank you very much. And tell those people it's Father's Day. So, you know, wives and daughters and sons, bring your dad out. You know, give him a good time.
Yes.
Show him a good time.
It's his day. It's his day. What
it's
he wants,
day.
Right?
It's ours.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. All right. All right. Thank you, Doc.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Thank you. Take it. There it is, the great Julius Erving. Talk about what he said in a second. So before we had Doc, I was talking about dogs and cats rule. Just want to make sure that it's hot out. If your dogs need stuff for outside where it's hot out during the summer, you go to Dogs and Cats Rule. There's 7 locations. Anything you need. I'm getting one of those cooling vests for my dog, Scotchy, who loves sitting out on the deck when it's 95 degrees.
That's like, crazy.
You're like, man, get back in here.
That's right. And she's like, it's like she's suntanning out there. I'm like, the deck's going to cook you, Scotchy. I already got her a cooling mat. I'm going to get her one of the cooling vests. If you need that, one of the UV blocking t-shirts, you take your dog out on the boat, maybe one of those life jackets for your dog. There's 7 locations for Dogs and Cats Rule, and the staff at all 7 locations, aces. They're going to answer any question you have about pet nutrition for your dog, maybe supplements. If you need a leash, you need a toy, whatever you need. I'm telling you, you don't need another pet store. The lead dog, George Parenti, has made sure that this is the only one you need. Again, 7 locations, 2 in Jersey, Pennington and Princeton, 5 in PA, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, and Bluebell. Dogsandcatsrule.pet is the website. Dogs and Cats Rule, shop small, shop local, shop family. I think that is what it ends up being for Embiid, is a not a first ballot thing, but an eventually in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
I think he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
There are not very many, you know, it's hard to win an MVP and not be in the Hall of Fame.
Like D-Rose, right? He probably...
He's probably getting in.
You think so?
Eventually.
Yeah, eventually he'll get in.
Well, because he had... D-Rose has two things. He had a post-prime career that lasted long enough.
I actually did, yeah.
You know, where he became...
Stuck around long enough,
he became this really valuable sort of extra guard.
Role player, yeah.
Yep. And I think that ingratiated himself to it. And Derrick Rose is way more popular than I think anybody knows. Like, Derrick Rose is way beloved in Chicago.
Yeah.
And I think being a popular player also adds to it.
And he hit the shot in the national championship.
He did, yeah. And yeah, basketball is the easiest Hall of Fame to get into. That's the other thing. It's just the easiest Hall of Fame to get into. I think that...
He did miss those free throws to win the national championship. Mm-hmm. Didn't he? Wasn't that Derrick Rose at the free throw line?
In the national championship? I don't
Memphis,
know.
Memphis. Didn't they play someone?
Memphis, Kansas? Is that the Mario Chalmers shot?
Yeah, I think that's the one where Chalmers won it, yeah. I think Derrick Rose missed a... I could be wrong. You know, I'm more likely wrong than I
and
am.
And you know right? I'm not correcting anybody's college basketball.
And you know the show. We say it so confidently until one of us says, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. I think
Derrick Rose had the big shot that Calipari draw. But they didn't win the Natty.
They lost to Kansas.
Yeah.
They lost to that Chalmers team.
Yeah.
And Derrick Rose, like Bill Walton or Embiid, another player who, if he didn't have the injury problems,
man,
who knows what he would have been. He was, I think... Derrick Rose and John Wall are the two players that are the fastest guards I've ever seen in person.
Oh, you got to throw Russ in there, don't you?
Yes, but he's powerful.
Yeah. Definitely wasn't as quick as those guys.
Yeah.
Like yeah.
Those two guys, Wall is actually, at his peak, is the fastest guy I've ever seen in person, and Derrick Rose is number two. Russ is up there.
Yeah.
But those two guys... I've never seen anything like it. We used to debate about John Wall and Russell Westbrook,
yeah,
you and I. John Wall is a what could have happened if he took better care of himself, if he didn't get hurt. And I think Derrick Rose
got that microfracture injury, right?
Did he
get that? Yeah.
Well, the microfracture surgery.
That surgery.
And he had a...
Basketball players rarely come back from that.
John Wall had a... Drank a lot.
He was the party guy. Yeah.
Didn't take care of himself.
Yeah.
But I loved watching those
Still games. Getting paid.
Yes. I hope we get... I just want one more Joel year. Just give me one. Just don't let it end like this.
Yeah, I told you, man. If he give me 50, man.
50 games.
Yeah, I'll take 50 games in the playoffs. I'll take that.
Just give me 50 games of how you looked the last time I saw you when you were good.
I'll take that.
Yeah, give me 50 games. I want something to happen in the playoffs, but I just don't want it the end to be like this.
You wanted to, I know exactly what you're saying.
If he's got a bad legacy, I want it to be because he failed again in the playoffs.
Right.
Not because it just petered out and, like, it's not complete. It just doesn't, it feels incomplete.
Yeah. And he's not going to get the love he should get.
Well, that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you imagine if they just beat a good team in the playoffs one time?
Yeah.
One time.
Yeah.
Just give us one. Give us one.
Listen, we may get one of those years, Spike, and when it actually happens, and maybe it's McCain and Maxey and whomever they draft, they finally lead us to the Eastern Conference Final, and it's like Joel finally gets to enjoy what that is, and he's a part of it.
Yeah, which just would be great.
Yeah, we still got him for 3 years.
Yes.
Not going anywhere.
Yeah, definitely not going anywhere.
We still got him for 3 years.
Yeah, that's for sure. Jack, I ask you this. What do you have coming up in the top five at 5?
I've been looking forward to this all day.
Oh God. No. Go ahead.
Well, you're nervous about this one. Do you know what it is?
Oh. No, I thought it was – I'm thinking it's a Father's Day thing.
It was going to be a Father's Day thing, but then I heard some audio in the news folder when I got in and said I have to make this a top five.
Okay.
So I have the biggest questions I currently have about WIP hosts right now.
This is the same thing every day.
Yeah, but there's new audio.
Okay. The biggest questions you have about WIP.
Yeah. You get this guy a belt. He's constantly ripping us all week long.
First off, neither of you are on it.
I'm just saying.
Wow.
We've been on the list
all week.
Yeah, wait for the text line, Ike. Wait for the text line. All right, that's coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike and Spike and Fritz.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.